The heartbeat of Victorian racing. RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Time now to have a chat to Mick Gearan over in New Zealand. What a night. We've got the Breeders' Crown on Saturday night. But before that, we've got some interesting trials over in New Zealand because Bonnie Vale and Jon Snow are in action, hopefully on their way in preparation to making their way back here to Melbourne. How are you, Mick?
Mate, well, thank you, buddy. Lots of good horse news this morning. Bonneville, Jon Snow, who both this time last year were being aimed at the Caulfield Cup, and look, probably the hard tracks in the spring over there didn't suit them that well, but Bonneville still got the Underwood. And, of course, Jon Snow won the JRA Cup at Moonee Valley. They trial a place called Taupo, which is about the only place in the North Island of New Zealand which has a firm track or firmish track at the moment. A lot of these horses who will trial today, and some of them are quite big-name horses, will head to the first Group 1 of the season Saturday week at Hastings. Now, Jon Snow's been heavily backed there, 31s to 6s, to win that race. So he'll trial today. Bonneville won't head to Hastings. She'll, whatever happens today, be on a plane to Melbourne at some stage. So still plans to have her in the Cups if things work out well, but I do think the connections would like, you know, some slightly easier tracks around Caulfield and Melbourne for obvious reasons, because, you know, the rock hard tracks last year didn't seem to suit her. Baker Forsman are looking at bringing two or three year olds over there for the Derby and for the Oaks as well. So they'll be back as they are every spring, and every spring they seem to win some race of some significance. A couple of years ago, it was, of course, Mongolian Khan ran the Caulfield Cup. So they'll be back. Lots of good horses trialling today. We'll tweet out those information later. The other good horse in the news, just 10 minutes ago, spoke to Jimmy Tactor, the Hall of Fame trainer of Lazarus in New Jersey. And Lazarus was to race in the heat of the Canadian Derby this week. The Derby is open to three-year-olds and up in Canada, Michael. But that race has not been needed because it's just a straight into the final. Now, there's going to be two eliminations. Eliminations not needed, not enough horses accepted. Jimmy was joking that Lazarus had scared them away. He said he'll trial him fast tomorrow and give him a good, really hard blowout in lieu of a race. Then he'll race September the 2nd, so Sunday week, around about late morning, Melbourne time. Hopefully Sky will take it and RSN will regardless. And that'll be coming out of Woodbine in Canada for $615,000 Canadian dollars.
Yeah, wow.
After his first up win, very similar field, Lazarus will be favourite for that race too.
It's brilliant. He's been labelled the wonder from down under over there, so he's doing a great job in promoting Australasian harness racing around the world, Lazarus. It's fingers crossed he can do the same again on Saturday week. What about Tabcourt Park on Saturday night, Mick? One of the big meetings, the Breeders' Crown, and Emma Stewart's going to be 2-4 again. We've got 8 Group 1s and 2 Group 2s.
Well, the meeting starts on Friday night. They have a couple of the slightly smaller finals, and I shouldn't diminish the importance of them, but the lesser stake finals on Friday night and some free-for-alls. Then on Saturday, things just get crazy. $300,000 races for the two-year-olds. But the glamour race is the three-year-old pacing boys because it's got the Victoria Derby winner and Colt 31. The horse from New South Wales, many people are saying, could end up being the best horse in Australia, Ignatius, who was huge in defeat at Bendigo the other day. And you mentioned Emma Stewart. Emma's got 6 in the race. 6, including Ride High and, of course, Post Boy, the New South Wales Derby winner. What makes it better is that a whole bunch of them are drawn the second line, which means they've got to move, so it can't just be a leader, leads and jogs around job. Tab's got Ignatius as the favourite, but I had a good talk to Jimmy Rattray, his trainer, yesterday. Like, it's an awfully big ask because you start to wonder where he can win the race from because he's not going to lead. That's not on the cards for him because he's drawn the second line. Sitting part, well, that means you're, you know, likely to be dive-bombed by a poster boy type horse. And if you're coming from back in the field, then you're dictated to by what the leaders are doing sectionally. So really interesting. It's one of those races, Michael, where I know I'll have a bet and I'm really going to enjoy watching it, but I still haven't got my head around what I'm expecting to happen. It's a hell of a race. In fact, I would say as good a three-year-old race as we've seen in Victoria for the last decade. I'm talking depth-wise, and that's with no New Zealanders, because we've had horses like Lazarus come to derbies in Victoria, but they tend to dominate so much. They're $1.20. You don't sort of get carried away with the opposition too much. There's probably five or six Grand Circuit horses in this race. So really, really key race there. It's a three-year-old pace. All these markets are available on tab.com.au. They have been since last Saturday night. A couple of short-priced favourites. There's a couple of horses who have pretty much suggested with their barrier draws, like Speak No Evil and Princess Tiffany and their gate speed, that they might just be winning some pretty big stakes races. So it's going to be an intriguing night for the punters to try and work out this three-year-old final. But, yeah, for the multi-punters, there's a couple of what appear relatively easy targets there, and then you pick your favourite or whatever horse you like from the three-year-old and maybe multi them up. That might be the best way to attack the punt on Saturday night, but it'll be a huge, huge night, and we'll be talking more about that over the course of the week here on RSN.
Well, have you got any of those ones that you want to multi up for the punters who can have an early crack?
Look, I think Princess Tiffany will win. I think Kualoa, the local filly, is very good, but I think Princess Tiffany will win. Speak No Evil should be an absolute good thing. So you can sort of, you know, your $1.50s each or two if you shop around for those two. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but that's $2.25. Now, if you could do it all up into, say, Colt 31, who's best drawn of those good horses in the three-year-old final, all of a sudden you're getting $11.50. Yeah, so it's one of those things. If you want to spend your $10, it gives you action over the course of the night. The two-year-old trot's got a $1.20 favourite, but I'm not going to take a $1.20 about a two-year-old trotter. That's the horse we tipped you 2 weeks ago, Michael, and said, look, the Kiwis aren't coming for the two-year-old trot. You should be getting onto this one. It's a great night's punting, but the boys will do a good job on good form and preview to one Saturday, mate. But as I said, we'll keep people updated later today on what happens with those good New Zealand gallopers out of Taupo trialling inside the next hour.
Excellent. Good on you, Mick. Have a good weekend, and we will speak next week.
Brother. Cheers,
and mate. Good luck also to Emma Stewart. 209.